The investigation by the liberal-leaning Israeli newspaper Haaretz is damning. One of the Haaretz reporters, Nir Hassan, told Al Jazeera that Israeli officers justify firing on or near unarmed Palestinian civilians seeking food as crowd control.
It's actually a practice of, as I said, controlling the crowd by fire. Like, if you want the crowd to run off a place, you shoot them at them, even though you know they're unarmed, and you use fire to move people from one point to another.
Haaretz said that officers and soldiers it interviewed said the Israeli army fires at Palestinian civilians who arrive before opening hours of the aid distribution centers to prevent them from approaching, or again after the centers close to disperse them. One soldier told Haaretz it's a killing field. The soldier said people seeking aid are treated as a hostile force and fired at with, quote, everything imaginable, heavy machine guns, grenade launchers, mortars. Another officer said that lately firing shells has just become standard practice. The soldier told Haaretz, quote, every time we fire, there are casualties and deaths. And when someone asks why a shell is necessary, there's never a good answer. Sometimes merely asking the question annoys the commanders. Haaretz reports that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation was set up by Israel in coordination with U.S. evangelicals and private security contractors. Established humanitarian groups have refused to work with the foundation and have denounced its operations. But on Thursday, the U.S. State Department announced it would allocate $30 million to the group. Stacey Gilbert is a former State Department official who resigned over President Biden's Gaza policy. She's a humanitarian and emergency response expert. Gilbert said the speedy approval of U.S. funding for a murky organization is highly irregular.
In all my years of working at the State Department in large-scale humanitarian emergencies, I have never seen the State Department or even from the outside, USAID fund something like this. This may be something intelligence agencies or DOD does. This is not something I have seen the State Department do.
More than a month ago, the World Health Organization said nearly 500,000 people in Gaza were in a catastrophic situation of hunger, acute malnutrition, starvation, illness, and death. It called the situation one of the world's worst hunger crises. Dozens of children have died from the effects of malnutrition since Israel imposed its aid blockade in early March. One survivor described what happened when he and other desperate Palestinians risked their lives seeking food from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
We trusted the occupation soldiers after they told us to take the package. I walked past the tank and picked up the package, and suddenly they started shooting directly at us. The young men were ambushed and fell to the ground. Some were shot in the head, some in the feet.
The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 500 people have been killed by Israeli forces while advancing towards or leaving the aid distribution sites. Mohammed Shahada is a visiting fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations. He likened the situation to the Hunger Games or a horror movie and described what happens when a crowd of desperate Palestinians tries to advance to a distribution site.
So as soon as that happens, the IDF would claim we detected, quote, unauthorized movement, or we felt threatened, unsafe, unloved, unhappy. And then they empty machine guns into them, mow them down, gun them down immediately. We've seen also using artillery fire, gunboats firing at people, drones, and even airstrikes at starving crowds that Israel itself, that the GHF, which is, according to Israeli opposition leaders, is just an Israeli front. It's basically a sham that Israel founded to institutionalize the starvation.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Chief Israel Katz called the Haaretz report blood libel and malicious falsehoods designed to defame the military. But the head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, said the new distribution system has become a killing field. Philippe Lazzarini said what he described as this abomination must end through a return to humanitarian deliveries from the United Nations, including UNRWA. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.